Hello and welcome to your Newsmax Daily from Monday, April 8th, 2024, or 4-8-24 if you're keeping notes. Today is the 99th day of the year, the 15th Monday of the year, and a day that millions of people have had on their calendar for years due to today's rare total solar eclipse. Mexico and 15 states are in the path of totality, from Texas and Oklahoma, Arkansas, all the way to Maine.
I am over the moon. I have been looking forward to this for months.
We've been talking about coming here for this event since, what, 3 months before she was born?
The last solar eclipse we had was in the summer of 2017, and that was not a total eclipse. Make sure you have your eclipse glasses, of course. Over the weekend, someone finally matched all six numbers in the Powerball, winning $1.3 billion. One ticket, one winner. No matter how good of a weekend you may have had, it wasn't as good as whomever purchased that ticket in Oregon, by the way. Tonight's Powerball jackpot, a mere $20 million, and it's funny how people won't play now. Ah, it's only $20 million. Like, that's not a lot of money. If you're a wrestling fan, you may have had this weekend highlighted on your calendar for a long time as well. WrestleMania 40, now a two-day extravaganza, and wow. It is also trending big time today after The Rock, John Cena, and The Undertaker all showed up in the ring. Also topping the headlines today, the Israel-Hamas war has reached the six-month mark, sadly. Iran has seized a $50 million oil tanker in retaliation against U.S. sanctions and is threatening to blow up or attack Israel's embassies around the world. All big trending topics of discussion over the weekend and today as well. Plus, former President Donald Trump's record-breaking $50 million fundraiser in Palm Beach over the weekend. Trump made a quick statement ahead of the fundraiser with Melania by his side.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor that you're here. It's going to be a very spectacular evening, and people are just wanting change. The rich people want it. Poor people want it. Everybody wants change. Our country is really doing poorly. We're a laughing stock all over the world, and we're going to get that change very quickly. And this has been some incredible evening before it even starts, because people, they wanted to contribute to a cause of making America great again, and that's what's happened. We're going to make America great again. Everyone knows it. The election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had. I think it's going to go down as the most important date in the history of our country. That's November 5th, will be the most important date in the history of our country. And thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here.
The fundraiser was hosted by billionaire hedge fund manager John Paulson at his Palm Beach home, not far from Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Attendees included Las Vegas casino mogul Steve Wynn, Robert Bidlow, another big Vegas businessman, and former WWE CEO Linda McMahon, who you may recall also served as the small business administrator under President Trump, among many others. Many other attendees. $250K got you a photo with the former president and an autographed book, I believe, as well as one heck of a dinner, I'm sure. $814,600, some weird number like that, got you a seat at Trump's table and all the other stuff. Let's go to Newsmax host Lydia Serrani on Sunday Agenda with a look at the current state of affairs under the Biden presidency.
As I examined our most recent world events, it really struck me, it hit me like a lightning bolt. Things we usually only see happening in movies and are nightmares, really, are now actually happening in real life. On Friday, New York City was rocked by an earthquake, then aftershocks. High rises shook, dishes and people were rattled. The ground itself was rumbling. It was angry. As it is many, many nights, right? Since Hamas attacked Israel now 6 months ago today. And yet to this day, thousands hit American streets, Americans, and cheer on Hamas terrorists, many of them right outside this very studio. It's scary. Their hatred for America, it's palpable. And rather than stand strong with Israel, our own president continues to demand Israel cease fire. Does Joe not remember that it was Hamas who broke that ceasefire 6 months ago? And this call for a ceasefire It's not about innocents being killed, folks. It's about votes for Democrats. Because now that ever so important Muslim leftist base is turning on Joe in record numbers, Democrats, they're panicking, and rightfully so. Because black voters, too, are turning on Joe. Many of them are tired of seeing their communities being invaded and overridden with illegal aliens and crime. And of course, as we predicted, as President Trump predicted, illegal aliens are rising up, arming themselves with weapons, ammunition, drugs. This picture right here you see right there, they belong to a group of Venezuelan illegals recently arrested right here in New York City. This invasion, it's just getting started. And by the way, the judge let those guys go. Now, reportedly, the Biden administration is using your tax dollars to fly illegal aliens into the United States, 30,000 of them every single month. This happening in Florida. And rather than the entire country rise up and say enough is enough already, American lives should matter here, liberal women on their morally superior high horse, right? I mean, I don't know how they don't get nosebleeds up there so high looking down at all of us. They continue to bang that drum that it's Democrats who care more about women. Republicans, they want to control your bodies. Your body? Huh. How about your face, ladies? Women, you see it right there? That's a social media viral video. They're being punched by random people in the streets. These are mostly happening in Democrat cities. We're talking New York City, Chicago. Well, not even a punch in the face wake up these women to the leftist lies. Perhaps World War III will. After an Israeli airstrike killed two top Iranian Revolutionary Guard generals, multiple reports now indicate that Iran is now planning a retaliatory attack. Reportedly, the attacks could happen once the Muslim holy month of Ramadan ends on Tuesday night. That's just 24 hours after tomorrow's historic solar eclipse. The sun will almost be entirely enveloped in darkness. A harbinger of things to come, perhaps. I do know this, though. In November, another seismic shift will occur here in the United States, and its aftershocks will be felt here and across the world. Americans will have to decide this one single thing. Will the America we knew and loved continue to exist?
That's Newsmax host Lydia Serrani summing things up nicely, and she's right. It is getting downright scary with all the talk of war. I mean, when's the last time you've heard this much talk about potential war? I mean, it's frightening. And threats from Iran. Israel, by the way, rightfully says there is no chance of a ceasefire without getting hostages first. Trump said November 5th will be one of the biggest days in American history. Advisor to the former president and polling expert Dick Morris spoke with Rita Cosby on Saturday Agenda.
Now, what about some of these new numbers with these other demographics? Let's talk about that.
Sure. Well, one of them is very, they're all very encouraging, and they all indicate really that this race has gone to almost a consensus developing in the country to have Trump replace Biden. It's gone from a horse race to a lead, to an overwhelming lead, to damn near consensus. The Rasmussen poll this week has us 8 points ahead, 49 to 41. And just 2 weeks ago, Trump had a 6-point lead. And about 2 weeks before that, he had a 4-point lead. And a month before that, he was only 2 ahead. So this is expanding really exponentially. And it's being driven by huge changes in key demographic groups. Latinos, for example, who Biden carried by 21 points in 2020, Trump is now leading them by 11 points. That's a turnaround of 32. And among Blacks, who Biden carried by 92-8, Trump is now only 10 behind, a gain of 43 points. Trump got 8% of the Black vote in 2020. Now the last poll shows him at 39. I think that's probably too high, but it's extraordinary. And among Asian Americans, the group you're just talking about, only about 6% of whom are Muslim, but they're 5% of the total voter Asian Americans. Trump is now 3 points ahead, a group that Biden carried in 2020 by 72-28.
Wow. And Dick, we just have a few seconds left. I want to make sure I get to this with you. I've been dying to ask you this. Independent voters, of course, we're seeing also a swing. Do you think we'll see RFK in the mix What kind of impact will he play on all this?
Well, these numbers I'm quoting to you are assuming a four-way or five-way race. So Kennedy's in these numbers. I think it's very helpful to us. But I think you have to appreciate the seismic change that is taking place every week in this race. Biden is just absolutely off the charts at the bottom end. People are just saying we cannot permit him to be president again. I personally wonder if it isn't going so far and so strong that the Democrats will have to replace Biden.
Trump advisor Dick Morris on Saturday agenda. So President Biden now has a major Middle East conflict on his resume, along with the U.S.-Mexico border debacle. Texas Governor Greg Abbott had a great conversation with our Greg Kelly.
When we started busing these illegal immigrants across the country to sanctuary cities, it showed two things. One is sanctuary cities were lying about saying they wanted all these illegal immigrants, because as soon as they had to actually deal with it, they said, no, stop. The second thing that it did was to change the political conversation across the United States, because when New York, Chicago, L.A., Washington, D.C., when they actually had to deal with illegal immigrants, that brought to those cities what is exactly going on the border. And this made this a national issue and, in part, has led to the downfall of Joe Biden in the polls on the immigration issue.
It's about a year ago, maybe more, but you met Joe Biden at an airport tarmac in Texas, and you presented him with a letter. I think it was some suggestions. Tell us about, before you tell us what was in the letter, and you've spoken about that before, was he receptive at all? There was something about that moment that I don't think he was getting it, but you were there.
So I think I caught him off guard, because he got off of an airplane. It's kind of common for a governor to meet a president when they arrive on a tarmac. I think he was not expecting to be handed a letter. And I reduced it to a single page, made it easy so he could read it and understand what I had in it. And I had in there things that he could do immediately without any further action by Congress to make sure he secures the border. America does not know this, because Joe Biden lied to America by telling America that he needed Congress to take action. The fact of the matter is, when Joe Biden took office, there were laws already passed by Congress that do three things. It requires the president to deny illegal entry to anybody coming in illegally. It requires him to detain anybody who gets here illegally. And it requires the president to build border barriers. He's not doing any of those three things. And I handed him a letter to tell him exactly what he could do. He never even responded to it.
What do you think the motivation is on his part? What, if you really got down to his core, why is he allowing this to happen? Why won't he take those steps? What's going on there?
Part of it is listen, the left-wingers in the Democrat Party, like Ocasio-Cortez and others like that, they are demanding this. Remember, there was a poll recently showing about 20% of Democrats believe that we should not have borders in the United States of America. And he's trying to appeal to the far left of the Democrat Party. Second thing that we know, and that is that when you look at when a census is taken for purposes of apportionment for the number of members of Congress and electoral college votes, what they look at is not citizens, but residents. And so even though people are fleeing California and even New York, going to states like Texas, there are illegal people coming to New York and California, where they will be able to maintain the same number of members of Congress as well as electoral college votes.
Which
Texas Governor Greg Abbott in the Newsmax New York studio with Greg Kelly. Republicans have said almost since the very beginning that the Democrats' motive is to gain more voters. Hold on to power at all costs, even if it means destroying the country. It's sick. If it were Republicans or Democrats, it's sick. Which leads me to a must-hear segment from Friday's Chris Salcedo show.
If you want to know what guides a conservative like me, I think the great Ronald Reagan broke it down into its essence.
No government schemes are going to perfect man. We know that living in this world means dealing with what philosophers would call the phenomenology of evil, or as theologians would put it, the doctrine of sin. There is sin and evil in the world, and we're enjoined by Scripture and the Lord Jesus to oppose it with all our might.
And it doesn't get more evil than the left and their lies. The left lies about others to avoid the truth about themselves. An election season primer is the focus of today's preamble. The home of hate on cable is, of course, MSNBS. They know the anti-American agenda they push is cancerous and harmful to our people. So what else are they to do but to lie about those who wish to put a stop to their America Last policy prescriptions? And they like nothing more than to lie about President Trump.
It's not a coincidence that some of Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s biggest contributors are Donald Trump's biggest contributors. So here we are all these years later, and just this twisted path has led us to where somebody named Kennedy is putting himself in a position to elect Donald Trump president, a guy whose life now is dedicated to reversing the work of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy.
That's Morning Brzezinski, the morning show over at MSNBS, the show that threw a fit about having opposing viewpoints on their air, resulting in Ronna McDaniel's firing. Let's deal with their specious claims one at a time. As history shows, assassin bullets tragically killed the great Dr. Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy and JFK. But is it Trump who's setting up RFK Jr. for a potential assassination? No. That would be Morning Brzezinski's favorite occupier of the Oval Office, Joe Biden.
President Biden, for the first president in history, to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents. For political reasons, he's weaponizing the federal agencies.
Indeed, press accounts confirm that Mr. Kennedy was denied Secret Service protections from the Biden regime. 11 pages of records obtained by Judicial Watch show that the Biden regime's Secret Service conducted a protective intelligence assessment and documented several specific threats aimed at RFK Jr. there. Kennedy's family history, perceived controversial stance on vaccines, and his status as a challenger to Joe Biden for the Democrat presidential nomination elevates his risk for adverse attention, the threat assessment read. Yet Morning Brzezinski claims that Trump is the danger? What about the idea that President Trump is a threat to the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? As is often the case, the lefties at MSNBS accuse others of doing what they're guilty of, as everybody knows, through critical race theory and the diversity, inclusion, equity, or DIE policies pushed by the American left. It is they who are destroying Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy. The hyper-focus on race that is the hallmark of the DIE agenda and pushed by MSNBS and the lunatic left runs counter to Dr. King's vision of an America that judges people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
A famous quote, of course, from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And later in the segment, after a clip of Donald Trump attending an event for Jesse Jackson.
And we thank you for coming tonight. Let's give Donald Trump a big hand. A big hand for Donald Trump.
Yes, yes, yes. Big hand for Donald Trump. President Trump is no racist. And as you can see, the host of Morning Brzezinski is a charlatan and a liar. You want a discussion about race, Joe? Come on this program. You and I, your liberty-loving Latino, we'll have a little discussion about race, you coward. But that's all they traffic in over there at MSNBS, cowardice. They can't say that Joe Biden has done anything good for our people, so they ignore all the lawlessness, weaponization of government against our people, massive economic hardships, America's plummeting standing in the world, and of course the manufactured attacks against President Trump.
Great stuff, as always, from Chris Salcedo, host of the Chris Salcedo Show, afternoons at 4 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Absolutely must watch Newsmax programming. President Biden has a very busy Monday schedule as he gets right back to campaigning today in Wisconsin and then in Chicago before heading back to the White House around 10:30 or so tonight. The press secretary is traveling with the president, so there is no White House press briefing today, at least according to the White House calendar. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was back in China over the weekend.
It's undeniable that the U.S.-China relationship is on a stronger footing today than this time last year.
Basically, she's doing damage control. And Congress got back to work on the Hill today with funding for Ukraine and impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas at the top of the list. By the way, congratulations to the University of South Carolina, the Gamecocks, winning the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship over Iowa. Congratulations as well to the Hawkeyes and superstar Caitlin Clark, who helped bring in an enormous amount of new fans for an amazing season. Caitlin and several other young ladies now on their way to the WNBA. Tonight, UConn looks to repeat as the men's champions against Purdue, who hasn't been in the final since 1969. UConn would be the first school to win back-to-back tournaments since the Florida Gators in 2006 and 2007. All right, keep up with all of the news today, and who knows what's going to break at any time throughout the day. Newsmax is available on most major cable systems, and make sure you're streaming on the new Newsmax Plus. Simply go to newsmaxplus.com to get signed up. You can also get a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts, and fantastic analysis as well from people like Governor Mike Huckabee, law expert Alan Dershowitz, Judge Napolitano, Carrie Lake, documentary, special programming, and more. Newsmaxplus.com. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you for listening to the Newsmax Daily. Enjoy the rest of your day and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.